It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A dramatic morning for U.S. financial markets. Before the stock market even opened, the Federal Reserve made a surprise announcement, a 0.75-point drop in its key interest rate. That's the Fed's biggest move in well over a decade and the first time since the September 11th terrorist attacks that the Fed cut rates between its regularly scheduled meetings. There couldn't be a clearer sign that the U.S. Central Bank believes the economy is in serious trouble. And it comes after 2 days of dramatic drops in stock prices around the world. NPR's Adam Davidson is following this story and joins us now. And Adam, U.S. markets have been open for about 40 minutes now. How are they doing?
They're not doing as well as I guess the Fed may have hoped they would be doing. They are down. They dropped dramatically when the markets first opened. This, of course, is the first chance they've had that the U.S. markets have had to respond to 2 days of huge sell-offs in Asia and Europe. Dow Jones is now, by my most current count, down around 3.5%. NASDAQ is down. S&P is down. In other words, all the markets are down by 2, 3, 4%. It's kind of scary, I think, for some people to imagine what the markets would be doing if the Fed had not made that aggressive rate cut this morning.
Well, though, being as how they are down, does that mean the Fed cut didn't work, though?
It didn't work to calm people completely. That is very clear. May have given some investors confidence. I mean, that's the thing about these numbers. It's down, but it certainly could have been down further. It could have been an even more precipitous drop. And the drop is not as bad as some were predicting right before the Fed rate fell. The other thing is that many people expected the Fed to move. They expected the Fed move next week. They expected it to be not quite as aggressive, but it's not a total out of the blue surprise. This was sort of priced into a lot of the shares.
Now, President Bush is meeting with key economic advisors later today. The White House has already signaled that the president is not ruling out a larger economic stimulus package, even perhaps that he looks kindly on that. What can we expect from this meeting?
Yeah, it's hard. I can't remember a time when basically the entire world investment community got together and said very loudly, we do not like what the president has proposed. We do not like what Democratic congressional leaders have proposed. We don't believe you have the solution to this economic crisis. That seems to be the clearest message that came out of such broad global sell-offs in the last 2 days, coming just after President Bush presented at least the bare bones of his fiscal stimulus package on Friday, and Democrats spent much of the weekend presenting their counter ideas. So clearly, if the goal is to get U.S. investors and global investors to feel confident, they are going to have to make a much more aggressive fiscal stimulus package. And economists talk about fiscal policy. That means the government actually spending money, and then monetary policy. That's what the Federal Reserve does. And it seems like people are screaming for aggressive, coordinated action from both the Federal Reserve, the central bank, and the White House and Congress.
But given the global nature of the market, the global economy, and some talk about this stimulus package being too little too late, can the government turn things around?
It seems like at this point, the money is betting on a recession, that there will be a dramatic slowdown in the U.S., maybe a recession. There will be a dramatic slowdown around the world. Now the talk is how shallow will it be? How painful will it be? How long will it be? And there are things governments can do to affect the length, the duration, the pain of the recession. Of course, there are lots of things they can do to make things even worse.
NPR's Adam Davidson, thank you very much.
Thank you.